Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and we are here with this Valentine's Day debauchery. Let's see here, we've got an O cup, a B cup, a Q cup, a T cup, an S cup, an M cup, a P cup, an R cup, an I cup, and a U cup. My good lord, we'll save that one for later. We'll go with, we'll go with Rio. How about that? Well, she's a childhood friend. She's the idol sensation and the girl next door. Look at that. She's a childhood friend and a dark elf. Because why not, right? She's a timid health committee member. Oh, I like her. She's cool. Disciplinary committee member. Uptight. Friendly masochist swimmer. Ninja that is weak to butt play. Well, we'll keep that in mind. Fabulous high-class beauty. Oh, I do like her. And then we got girl from a video game, because why not? And finally, you have the limit-breaking busty gunner. And all these other characters that we don't know about, like minor characters. And we can't really do too much with them yet. So let's go with Rio! Maximize skill, Airblade. I try to activate an airbending skill, but suddenly find myself swept off my feet and the world is turned upside down. Just when I think I'm about to fall, some invisible force holds me up off the ground. Thanks to that phone's app, I can use skills during practice time, but I'm not as strong as Rio and the others. I'm pretty much at level 1. Suddenly, the system's virtual mapping turns off, and my surroundings suddenly change from the shopping mall I was just in. I'm surrounded by an inorganic interior decor. This is the Academy's training facility equipped with VR mapping equipment. You still got a way to go. There's no way you can pass the practical exams with skills like that. I know, you don't have to rub it in my face. When I look up from the ground, I see an exasperated Rio wearing her tits. That is her talent intensifying training suit. She had been giving me a skill training boot camp where we were playing tag. If I touch her, I win. Whoa! I may have lost, but I got a new low angle view of Rio and her tits. She's more fappable than gravure magazines. Welcome to the Spank Bank. I'm grateful for Rio taking the time to help me practice and all, but just look at that round underboot. This is so nice, viva la booba! I'm wasting my precious free time to help tutor you, so you better be grateful. Classic Sundeer line delivery, Rio. I approve. Thanks. But still, even just a simple game of tag is enough to make me lust after Rio. Damn it, you think you're some big wig just because you're big and wiggly. What? Hey, what do you think you're looking at, you pervert? Take this more seriously. Sorry, but I am serious. Seriously staring at your boobs, that is. I'm trying to take this more seriously, but your boobs are so distracting. I mean, the boobs are just in the way, folks. My eyes are drawn like magnets to those well-developed, picturesque boobs of yours. Since you can't win on equal footing, allow me to give you a handicap. I'll let you decide the stage for the next battle simulation. That's not a handicap at all! Finally, I'll try to go easy on you. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. That's probably not what that originally said. Tee-hee. I hate doing the tee-hees. You're mocking me, dammit! I try to think of a way to defeat this boob alien, activating every brain cell down to the DNA level when I suddenly get an app notification. What's this? I look to the screen to see that the app just dropped is mandatory baby making in the men's bath? If I can't beat Rio with skills, then I can strategize by pinpointing her mental weak points. I get it now. So I can use this app to hack the VR training facility and use it to my advantage, huh? Jogasaki Ryo. What? The sudden activation of the training facility surprises Ryo. A dazzling light fills the training facility to virtually map it to the field specified by the app. Hey, this is embarrassing, you know. Come on, there's so many people around us. Ah! Wahaha, your first mistake was letting me choose the field. This is a public men's bath. Even someone as calm and composed as Ryo finds herself bewildered by the throngs of cheering naked men. I can feel the heat and steam. VR is amazing. It'd be awesome if I could draw a mid-air manga sound effect of a deer chaser going kaboink! Ah! Ah! No, of course you'd pick a place like this. Normally, the Academy VR server wouldn't store field data that violates public orders and morals as flagrantly as this. Okay, even if it did, it would probably be hidden at least. After all, it is a girls' academy, so a men's bath would be out of the question. But still, as a man, this is pretty much what I'd expect from the men's bath in a public bathhouse. The Aero app did have some influence too, of course. This situation is so unrealistic, you know? I'm a man, so there's no problem with me picking the men's bath, is there? You should actually be praising me for my restraint. You always love to argue. I'm trying to have a fair competition here, and yet you... Now, it's all good, isn't it? Oh, that old guy over there is starting to look at your boobs as he washes his lower half. You see that? Oh, look at that, a fine pair of breasts! He's just an image created by a quantum computer, but he's extremely realistic, which makes Ryo very conscientious about her surroundings. Now there's a good word. Obviously, I can see the NPCs too, but I just imagine them in their underwear, so it's easy to ignore them. Okay, since they're already naked, it's kind of hard to mentally unstrip them, but I'm trying. Ryo's face is bright red. There's no sight more extravagant than an embarrassed girl. What does this do? Oh, wow! Well, I'll be damned! Anyway, I could tell her boobs were big, even underneath her uniform, but I didn't know they were this big! My eyes are glued to the big, beautiful bare boobs before me! Stop that! Oh, what are you looking at? What am I looking at? Seriously? This sight is so moving, I can't help but cry out loud. Just look at that volume! And it's not just size, they look so soft and shapely as well. When we took a bath together way back when, she was flat as a chopping board, but now, her boobs have grown into perhaps the loveliest things I've ever seen. They're extremely erotic, excellent, and elegant. In any case, this field is unacceptable. Hurry up and change it to something else. You're not convincing anyone when your nipples are this hard, see? Feel how hard those are. Where do you think you're touching me? Ah, so stop it! No! I grab hold of the big boobs before me and start rubbing them vigorously. But my fingers are sinking in. Whoa! Her boobs are as soft as fresh mochi and are too big to be held in my hands, but her damp skin clings to my fingers. Her shapely nipples and areolas are as colorful and shiny as pink diamonds. Just looking at them makes my head spin. My head is full of nothing but boobs now. If I were to take a quiz right now, I'd probably fill out each answer with boobs. Man, that reminds me of the feet dream from Married with Children. Feet everywhere! Ah! It's like boobs! Boobs everywhere! Look, boobs! Yeah. Then don't rub them weirdly like that. You say that like there's a normal way to rub boobs. Would that be like a shiatsu shoulder massage, but for the boobs? Will the pressure of the fingers cause the spring of life to flow? I'd like to ask that, but you probably kicked me for being so argumentative. Argumentative. I'll read correctly, I promise. In any case, since we're in the bathhouse, we should enjoy ourselves. Oh, I just thought of something good. Now that we're here in the men's bath, why don't I take care of your delicate zone, Ryo? Oh. As I say that, I grab Ryo by the ankles and lift him up high. What's the word for this position? Oh, right, the pile driver position. Why is he shaving her? There, you idiot! What do you think you're doing? This position's so embarrassing. Everyone's watching. Don't worry, you know they're not real, right? They might not be looking, but they look like they're looking, and that's good or rather bad enough for me. I'm not sure I can follow that logic, but at the very least, I can tell that she's embarrassed. Okay, sure, everyone's watching. It's so embarrassing. If you don't cut it out right this instant, I'm gonna smack you, okay? Yeep! Oh yeah, there you go. There's your full scene. Move my mouse there. There you go. When I see the steam drifting around Rio's reddened face, it really makes it look like she's taking a bath. Anyway, holding a cute girl in a pile driver pose in the washing area of a public bath is the best. Nothing can beat how happy this makes me. This has got to be the most erotic view in the entire history of the known world. I can see Ryo's big boobs, wet pussy, and cute face all at once. I feel like I could get a nosebleed at any moment now. There's no need to worry about getting a nosebleed here since I can just wash it away, but getting a blood transfusion will be a real problem. All these men, all these strangers are watching. They're staring at me. I've never seen my childhood friend's privates before. It's got a cute shape, a pretty color, and a sweet scent, too. In one word, it's amazing. Back when we used to bathe together, you were smooth down here, but you sure have matured, huh? Well, what are you looking at? I see you've honed your horniness. Ryo looks at me with tears of rage welling in her eyes. That precious look on her face is so tantalizing. I want to get an even better look, so it's time to clear my view of any obstructions. Okie dokie, let's trim this bushy-wushy, Ryo-tans. And with a regular razor? That might hurt. I mean, they're using shaving cream, but still. It's like, stop it! I squirt out some frothy shaving cream onto the palm of my hand and swirl like soft serve ice cream. I've never felt such a rush! I scooped some cream with my finger and spread it liberally against Ryo's pubic hair. It's so cold! Don't spread weird cream on me! I need to spread it or I can't shave you, you know? So let me shave your pubic hair properly as you want me to tug out one at a time. Ouch! Don't say tug one out, you pervert. It's scary just imagining it. What authority do you even have to do this? The old man in the washing area has been staring at you this whole time, you know. No, don't look! Ryo trembles as she shrinks her body in shame. This is the perfect way to intimidate her. I could tease her like this all day. Okay, here we go! I said, no, okay? When I slide the razor, it makes a faint snip, but there's little resistance. She must be grooming herself down here on a regular basis, which means she really doesn't need it done right now. No, you idiot! No, don't shave me or I won't be able to take a bath with the girls anymore. What sense does that make? Well, now that I'm shaved, I guess I have to go with the man. It's okay, you look cute. Come on, snip snip. I said no! Rhea looks at me tearfully as her hips twitch and tremble. How cute. She's always cute, but now that her vulva's getting even cuter, that's like double the cuteness game. Wonderful. Ah, ha, ah, Shimojo-kun's shaving me down there. I'm so embarrassed I could die. So why am I squelching down there? The razor's blades take away the shaving cream and pubic hair, revealing smooth, beautiful skin. Armand's pubis is as smooth and squishy as a boiled egg. It looks so delicious. Give me some mayo and I could just sink my teeth into it. Ah, don't stare so much. Once I place the razor down and wash away the shaving cream, I'm blessed with the glorious visage of a cherubic shaved pussy. Good lord, it's cherubic now. How lewd. The thank you so much. Rio's embarrassed, but she still tries to cling to her dignity. However, one look down between her legs and she's got nothing to hide. The contrast is so arousing, it makes me want to run my tongue against her smooth pussy and savor its taste. I bring my face closer to her smooth and pussy and run my tongue against the inner pink. Yeep, you stupid idiot! Ah, don't lick me down there! The moment my tongue touches her, her hips leap up like she's been shocked with a jolt of electricity. Your tongue's so hot, it's like it's burning me! I spread open her soaking wet lower lips and focus on caressing the center of her slit. My cunnilingus has Rio writhing her hips seductively. That reaction's so sexy, it turns me on so hard. I make doubly sure not to hurt her as I lick her lower lip slowly and carefully. Ah, Shimojo-kun's licking my precious place. It's so embarrassing, but I'm really feeling it. And he's doing the thing, you know. I get a crystal clear, uninstructed view of her pussy as it leaks clear fluids. Each time my tongue touches her, Rio purrs like a kitten and weakly shakes her head side to side. If you react like that, it'll only make me want to tease you even more. When I look down, I can see her small, trembling hole open and close. I run my tongue over that and Rio's hips jump and twitch. But where do you think you're licking me? It's filthy there! Stop it! Each time Rio shakes her head, it only makes me harder. I can feel the blood pumping. There's nothing dirty about it since we're in the bath. In fact, it's soft and squishy and tasty too. But Rio's getting embarrassed, so I decide to ease off on her ass and focus more on licking her pussy again. No, no, stop it! Even more love liquids are leaking out compared to before I started teasing her rear. She must really be sensitive, huh? Her clear juices coil around the tip of my tongue. The more I lick, the stickier my tongue gets. She must really be feeling it. Mmm, hey! Cut it out already! Just how long do you plan to keep licking? Well, I figured I should sanitize your stubble with something so it doesn't get infected. But you're not sanitating? Well, that is a word, I guess. You're not sanitating, you're salivating! And I was smooth where you're licking me to begin with. She's got a point. Pubes only grow on the outside. I'm impressed you were able to snap back at me when you're bent over backwards, Rio. Go ahead, snap back at me all you want, because when we're through, it'll feel like I snapped your back. Her shaved pussy is already flooded with threads of love liquid stretching from lip to lip beyond the chasm. I do like that. Don't lick me there, or I'll... Ryo's pussy is so soft and smooth, just a touch of my tongue, it feels like I'm licking candy. Que magnifico! Que delicioso! Just licking this dripping pussy makes me feel like heaven has come for me. I know it didn't fucking say that in Japanese, but whatever. But soon it'll be my dick that's coming! Speaking of my dick, is it time to stick it in yet? Personally, I'm already at my limit, so I'm sorry, but I'll have to stick it in right now. Good night! What are you doing? What am I doing? Can't you tell by looking? I pressed my penis against her honey hole and slowly pushed my hips forward. Hey, don't take advantage of the chaos, you sly dog. Have some shame. I don't want to be lectured on shame when you've got your smooth pussy on full display in the pile driver position. That's all on you, isn't it, Shimojo-kun? In a place like this, for that matter. But look at how wet you are, Ryo. You want it too, don't you? Who would want? It's going in! Women. Always ready to protest things that they want the most. I totally don't want this! Actually, I kinda do, but I don't. Little by little, I bury my shaft into Ryo's vagina. Go slow so that it won't hurt. But as of now, it doesn't look like she's in pain at all. So this is... So this is Shimojo-kun's dick. But it's my first time! Ah! Ryo's insides are steamy hot. Her moist folds cling onto my glands. Wow! It's so hot! And so wet! It feels great! Don't get me for that one, Kellogg's. Love liquids coat their fleshy folds as they cling onto my penis. I'm not even moving and I already feel like I could come, so I start off by moving my hips slowly. Suddenly I notice that Ryo's eyes are closed and her lips are lightly pursed. Could it be? Possibly? Maybe? Probably? That's gotta be it. She must be begging me for a kiss. I want to suck on her lips right now, but I can't contain... But I contain myself. We do contain ourselves here. In my moment of hesitation, I see Ryo open one eye and peek at my face. Hurry! Perhaps embarrassed in my slow response, she starts pouting her lips in a huff. I can't embarrass a girl, so I give Ryo as passionate a kiss as I can muster. Oh, you better not fail this time. They're kissing. Even though we don't see that, they're kissing. For Ryo, kisses are apparently a side effect of breaking through ability limits, but that doesn't seem to be the case this time. The softness of Ryo's lips makes my heart and body melt. I continue to kiss Ryo as slowly as I move my hips. Faint moans seep out of her lips. I feel strange! Ryo preciously purses and opens her lips as she savors mine. She squirms whenever our lips press against each other. She's quite enjoying it. She says, "Woo!" and a bunch of other thingies. She was trying to hold in her moans at first, but gradually the breasts touching my nose gradually grow more captivating. Ryo's expression looks so desperate, yet so happy. She looks at me as she holds my shaft inside her down to the base, repeatedly squeezing it tight. She's so gosh darn cute! There's no way I can hold myself back now. The more I get into it, the faster my hips get. What are you doing? That's so intense! Ryo starts furiously moving her hips to match my thrusting. Her vaginal walls clamp down on my dick, driving me to my limit. Oh, damn! I'm gonna come! I'm gonna shoot my semen into your pussy! My engorged shaft explodes inside Rio's pussy. My thick man juices fill her insides. I'm gushing more than I ever thought possible. I keep surprising myself all the time these days. You're coming so much! I thought she'd be mad at me for coming inside her, but Rio's mouth is gaping wide from the pleasure as she moans seductively. Her captivating eyes tell me just how deep her pleasure is. Damn, Rio's pussy feels too good. There's no way I can be satisfied with just one round. Even after I've ejaculated, Rio's undulating pussy keeps clamping down on me. The movement of her vaginal walls beckons me deeper and deeper, so I resume my pistoning. It's not over? Rio's surprised, but she's not complaining. She's taking it in stride. Sweat oozes out of her flushed, pale skin. And it's not just because of the steam. Is she feeling it? Damn, she's just so cute! I just came, yet I'm getting harder and harder as I rub against the insides of Rio's pussy. The sound of flesh slapping against flesh echoes through the bathhouse. The urge to ejaculate rises in the blink of an eye as I finish a second time. Wow! I shoot my second load into Rio's deepest depths. It's coming inside me so fast! I guess she's been drinking! Rio's whole body seems to twitch and convulse. Rio reaches a pleasurable climax as her body twitches intensely. Suddenly, clear squirt sprays out of Rio's pussy. Yeep! I'm wetting myself! Ah, you idiot! It's all your fault! Rio flails around her redded limbs as she squirts ostentatiously. Now, I like that word. My god, I never thought I'd see that word in a hentai game. That's a hell of a fucking word. Man, you know what? A lot of people are like, I want to increase my English vocabulary. Put down that thesaurus. Pick up booby or babes. There are some fucking whoppers of words in this. Yeah, I know we're in a bathroom, but isn't it embarrassing to pee yourself? No, I can explain. My muscles just relax because I felt good. Aha, you should relax yourself, Rio. This isn't pee, at least.
Not exactly.
Well, it is mostly pee. They've done studies. It's not pee? So I didn't wet myself? Nope, you're all good. No need to worry. No, she totally did, but let's just, you know, let's throw science out the window right now. Sorry, Mr. Science. It is a liquid that came out of the urethra, but the composition's different from pee. Apparently not. Well, even if it is pee, there's nothing embarrassing about that. That said, it wouldn't surprise me if someone as prideful as Rio would get embarrassed at climaxing and squirting in front of a crowd. Rio blushes and bashfully squirms. Ah, damn it, she's so cute. Don't show me something this cute or I'll get erect again. Unable to contain myself, I lift up Rio's body and hold her in my arms. Well, I'll be damned! I change her position and penetrate her vigorously once again. Holy crap, we've got movement here! It's not too bad. Not too shabby. You aren't done yet? Well, I am. Looks like we're gonna have to get back to this one later when Grimm's Hentai Corner continues with more Opie Academy. Stay tuned.